Welcome back to another installment of the Natasha Barnes Artist Podcast. I'm Mike Charles. I'm in the home of the artist once again. And Natasha, thanks for inviting us back to your humble abode. How are you doing?
Hello, Mike, and lovely to have you here this morning.
We're so excited. There's a real energy in the house today. And it has to do with an exciting announcement that you've got up your sleeve based on the feedback you've had from the first couple of podcasts that we put out into the ether and really, really excited feedback from buyers and collectors, but also from artists in particular. One of the things that seems to really have caught the attention of the artistic crowd out there is this idea of marketing yourself as a brand, an artist as a brand, and how to use the tools of the digital age, social media in particular, to really get your brand out there and to start selling art. Now, you know a thing or two about marketing yourself, evidently. And how did you fall into this? Nobody did this for you, right?
No, Mark. Oh, I'm so excited. You know, and I always knew we had to play in this space, this digital space, because the world has changed and this is the way forward. And Corona, which has been hugely disruptive for many of us, also brought most wonderful opportunities to the forefront. And one of the things is, we were always going to play in the digital space of, in the digital era, but Corona brought it forward by at least 5 years. And what has been so exciting for me is that during this time, I've been at home, I've been painting and creating great content, and people have been reaching out to me from all over the world, especially artists, asking me how I did something, or, you know, how did I learn this and how did you do this on social media? And your page and your feed is so great and you're so successful. Won't you help us? And eventually I thought, you know, I'm quite tired of dishing out all this information. I might actually dish it out and in a course.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how this was born. So I've got this wonderful, exciting idea, and I'm going to be launching an online digital course aimed at artists, where they can learn how to rebrand themselves as an artist and use Instagram as a tool to sell your art. Now, what makes this course different from everyone else's is that I'm going to be teaching you this as a working artist. That is very important, Mike, because there are a lot of courses out there. They are great, and some of them are for free, but none of them are created for you by working artists.
And the proof is in the pudding, because you are using all of this knowledge and information to move your art. You're a successful commercial artist, and this has worked for you. So it's not like you're just handing out information that, you know, maybe it's gonna hit the mark. This has been proven to get results, and you've had to do it for yourself. Now you're going to help empower a whole community of artists to upskill themselves with this information, to reinvent their brand, and to start moving their art using Instagram.
Yes, I love that word, up power. You know, Mark, I've been in the game for 25 years, and people who've listened to the first three podcasts will know all about it, and you will discover who Natasha Barnes really is. So there's no one better placed to offer this course now, because I'm coming at this course from wearing many, many different hats. You know, I've done the 25 years of trade shows and fine art fairs. I've done it as a business-to-business trade show exhibitor. I've done it as a fine artist at artist fairs. I've done it as an outdoor artist at outdoor fairs. I've done it as a gallery at high-end art fairs. So I have a lot of information from that point. I'm one of South Africa's most published artists, so I can offer you all the information and all the help that you need with regards to publishing your work. I also have my own gallery online, so I deal with artists. I know what it's like to deal with artists, so I can wear that hat, but I'm an artist myself. And most important, I'm a working artist, and life has to happen. Paintings have to get painted. I have a home to run. I have to ship my art. I have to market myself. I have to go and buy a canvas. I have to work, do the paperwork. I have to do the accounts, you know.
Yeah.
And lots of you are mothers. You've got a family. Some of you are breadwinners. Mm. So very important that when you do something and you're learning a new skill,
yeah,
that it helps you manage your life. And that's what I want to do. I want to show you how to use Instagram or social media, whether you're on Facebook or maybe on Twitter or any new platform that might appear in the next few years. that you can use this as a tool to better yourself and better your brand and actually have a successful career as a working artist. Very important.
So let's look at this, Instagram in particular. Why do you feel you've had such success with branding yourself, using social media, and in particular using Instagram as an artist?
Mark, you know, the very interesting thing that's starting to happen around the world, and I noticed this about 3 years ago when I started to go to, when I attended some of the art fairs. I do an art fair called World Art Dubai, I've done several of them, and then New York as well, in particular, the New York Affordable Art Fair. When your clients walk onto your stand, and this is where it first started, where I first noticed the trend, they no longer ask for your business card. So nobody said to me, can I have your business card? Can I have a snapshot of something to remind me of what I saw on the stand? They instantly just said, what is your Instagram? And I was quite taken aback by it because it wasn't just a younger generation, especially in Dubai. It wasn't just the youngsters coming on saying, I want this.
Yeah.
It was everybody that moved in that space during that art fair asked for my Instagram. And I thought, well, this is going to help because I'm definitely not going to need business cards anymore. And that's slogging them around in your handbag. And I thought, okay, well, this is obviously how they roll in Dubai. And then I went across to New York a few months later, and the same thing happened.
What's your handle?
What's your handle? Exactly. So here's a top tip if you're listening. I printed my handle out in vinyl and stuck it on the wall, and people would walk past and just snapshot it. So,
and for those that don't know what a handle is, if you really don't have an Instagram clue, that is your unique little Instagram name, right?
That's correct.
What is your handle, Natasha?
It's at Natasha Barnes. So it's at underscore Natasha Barnes underscore. Very important you get that right because the other Natasha Barnes is a famous rock climber and you don't want her website.
Certainly not if you're looking for art. But you were saying, so New York, same thing happened.
Same thing happened. So already thinking back those days, I sort of thought, something's happening here. I could sense the trend. I could sense it. And I've always been proud of myself in that I kind of think ahead of the times, and I was thinking to myself, I can see where this is going. Never in my wildest dreams thought that we would have a lockdown year. I mean, who did?
Yeah.
So that kind of just sped it up by 5 years. But it was always coming. This space was always coming. And I realized then that the social media part of it was very important. And, you know, one of the things that I learned very, very early on in my career, I had a publisher from Germany, and he said to me, your originals are lovely, beautiful paintings, but how do you expect to sell a $10,000 painting to somebody when you're standing here in a pair of paint-splattered jeans and your hair in a pony? Because it's about the package, isn't it, Mark?
You've got to present yourself.
You've got to present yourself, but what you look for and what you look like. So think about this. If you have a really messy Instagram and you've got a messy feed and your followers, be it that client that's just stepped onto that booth in Dubai, goes online and actually has a look. He wants to now remember what he saw at the show. He followed you. He's followed a lot of people at the fair. He's now going home to make his choice. And let me be clear on this. People don't buy things instantly. There is the odd person that will walk onto the stand, and I love to call them a tapper.
Oh, yeah?
A tapper. So they'll tap you on the shoulder and they'll say, oh, I'll have that painting. And you'll look around and think, did he just tap me on my shoulder and ask me to buy that painting for $10,000? I mean, really? And I love tappers. And there are a few of them at every fair where you can never tell who that person is or that they've been past three times and they've looked at this painting. It might be hugely expensive, and then suddenly they walk over to you and they say, I'll have it. But the average person, and this is a lesson to be learned in this as well, will take a photo. In the old days, they would have asked you. Sometimes they don't. That's fine. And they'll go home and think about it. But now they've got your Instagram handle. And I'm using an art fair as an example. But it could be a gallery, or it could be an outdoor show, or it could be at a showroom where you have your work perhaps in an online furniture showroom. They look at your Instagram handle, and they're going to go home, and they're going to look at it tonight and make their decision and come back tomorrow after they've measure the wall. Mm-hmm. And what's lovely is they might have taken 10 artists' Instagram handles and they've got time to look through everything. They click on the handle, they click on the page, and oh my goodness, what a mess. And they're looking at this and they're thinking, really? Did this artist start painting during lockdown? What is the story here? And it's just bombarded with paintings. It's untidy. You don't know what's going on. You don't know what you're representing. And suddenly they've turned, or they can't make the decision.
It's an artistic turnoff.
Exactly. So what I'm trying to tell you here is that to sell art, you need a story.
Ah.
And you need to tell the story. So that when that client clicks on that Instagram handle, that story pops up and he goes, Natasha Barnes, I can see. This lady knows. She's been to shows. Here she is painting. Oh, here she is going for a little jog. Oh, she's a real person. She likes running. I can see what she does in her free time. And look here, I've scrolled back through these pages. It's all cohesive. I can see where I'm going. And yes, my goodness, here she really is standing in New York, selling her paintings in New York. And I feel confident and comfortable parting with my money. So,
wow.
You want to sell art? You tell the story. And what better way than Instagram?
Now I'm getting excited. Yes! And if you don't have the first clue about how to start telling that story, this course is going to give you the skills to figure out what your story is, to help you create and curate the content, and to communicate that through Instagram.
Mike, that is my number one goal, is to take an artist, and it doesn't matter if you're a beginner or advanced, or even if you're a gallery owner, and to give them a roadmap, really, is the word I want to use. A roadmap to catapult their creative brand. And that's very powerful because I'm going to show you the tools, step by step, how to clean up your feed, how to get yourself brand ready. Like a lot of people say to me, but I don't have a brand. I don't know. How can I do this course? I'm an artist. I don't have a brand. You've got a brand. And that's where you're wrong, because guess what? Your brushstroke is your brand. Your signature is your brand. And when I talk about your brushstroke being your brand, it's the way in which you paint. A lot of people painting in the world, but no one can paint like you. No one can show the world what you see through your eyes. And that is the strongest brand you will ever have. Your signature is your brand.
Brilliant. Now, what's your vision here? Do you see this becoming something that's bigger than an online seminar? Do you see this being something more like a community, something that's got a real sense of togetherness?
Mike, I think you've hit the nail on the head there. What I really would love to do is I want to offer courses which will be digital, and I'll be able to reach the whole world, so you'll be able to sign up for my course, and it'll be delivered to you in modules, and I will walk you through everything. There will be live Facebook feeds. There will be a community which you'll be included in, and you can ask questions. You'll have access to me on a one-on-one basis in certain areas. And then what I would like to do is I will also be offering live workshops all around the world to people.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, if you want to rebrand yourself, if you want to find your artistic voice in to find the right direction, if you're stuck, or even if you're a professional artist and you've been in this space for many, many years, but you just feel you need a little nudge in the right direction, I can take a look at you and I can say, you know, great work, maybe have you thought about this or that avenue? So some of the artists that have reached out to me online in the past few weeks have asked what other avenues are there, because social media is not working for them.
Yeah.
And I've looked at them and said, because you're going about it in the wrong way. So social media is the most powerful platform that you have to sell your art, and it's free, but you need to do it in a cohesive manner. So for those people that are doubtful, I want to tell you that you can be immensely successful. And social media is like your mini website. And everything that you need is right there in front of you on your page. And when you open that page up and you see the mini website, you can tell within 3 seconds what is going on there, who this artist is, what they're about, what they sell, and where they're from. So that is the most powerful advertising of it all. And I want to teach you how to achieve that. And I want to teach you how to brand yourself. And without even knowing it, once you finished my course, you would look back and you would go, oh my goodness, it all came together. And this is who I am. And this is what I stand for. And so I'm going to be helping people find their signature.
Brilliant. I'm getting excited just listening to this because it's got such scope and such a potential to transform.
Absolutely. And Mark, you know, artists are afraid to play in this space sometimes. They think they can just post and people will find them. And that's not true. You can't just randomly post on social media and think, okay, 1 billion people are going to see this and they're going to phone me up and ask me to buy the painting. That's not how it works. You're essentially creating a story, and the story is the story of your life, and it's how you portray it. And I think that there is something that you need to understand, and that is you need to be consistent. Consistency is king. Mm. And those people who are consistent will beat their competition every time. And I think that's very important.
Now, the ideal candidate for this particular course, do you need to be advanced in your career, or can you be a beginner? Does it matter? Is it for artists of all levels?
It's for artists of all levels. What I would love to do is I just want to inspire people, and I always feel that everyone has a talent. You know, what is rare is the courage to follow it to that dark place where it leads, if you really want to be philosophical. But for me, I would love to help, even if you're a total beginner and you've just started painting and you really want to get yourself out there. It's better to have the help in the beginning so that you know in which direction you can go. Mm. And I also want to reach out to professional artists who are absolutely masters at their trade, and many of them much better painters than I would ever be, but perhaps they just need to clean up their feet a bit and just find some direction. So it doesn't matter at what level you are, and actually it doesn't matter if you're a painter, a sculptor, or even perhaps a craftsperson. So if you're a craftsman and maybe you are somebody that does decoupage, for example, yeah, or maybe you're someone, a potter, this course could quite easily translate into all those languages. So very important, as creative people, this space would be for you. You could actually be from any creative field. I'm just marketing to artists because I am an artist myself, but you're very welcome to sign up if you are a craftsperson.
Brilliant. And I suppose even if you're a part-time artist or an art teacher, you're going to get value from this.
Absolutely. And I think what I love about someone like an art teacher is that the knowledge that I give her, she can then pass on to her students. And, you know, many people would look at it and go, but, you know, I'm an art teacher, but I'm also an artist, and I don't really want to plug my art teaching career. I want to plug my art. And what you have to understand is the two go hand in hand, and that the one feeds off each other. And I'm going to show you how that works and how that plays out, and how, by punting yourself as an art teacher, you actually create and generate the sales, because people will be looking for art teachers and they'll stumble upon your art and they'll think, what a really good place, what a really good site this is, what a really good art teacher this is. So everything is a symbiosis, and it's very, very important to marry the two and to share.
Now, there are a lot of platforms out there, but when it comes to the best one for moving your art on, I would imagine that you want to choose a platform that is highly visual, and Instagram seems to be the one that you are backing in a big way. Is that right?
Mark, I love Instagram, and let me tell you why. You know, firstly, it's instant, and we all live in a very fast-moving world. So my first love for Instagram would be that it's free. And I know that many artists around the world struggle for money. It's always a cash flow is a problem. When you do have those extra dollars, you don't want to put it into some digital platform. You'd prefer to buy art, paint, or canvas, because that's how we earn our living. Mm. And I love that it can reach a billion people, and you never know who's watching at what time. Now, I know for a fact, if you're an artist out there and you're looking to go to a gallery, I know that galleries troll Instagram and they follow artists and they follow their processes. And when they're ready, they reach out and go, hey, Natasha, love your work. I've been following you on Instagram for a while. I would like to put you in my gallery. So it's a shortcut to get yourself into the galleries, and it's a way of validating your art and a way of validating your career. Very, very important. Instagram tells a story, and the story has to be your story. And it validates who you are as an artist, what you've achieved, and how you've gone about it. It is the most amazing tool that we have at our disposal. And if you use it correctly, Instagram is a game changer. I just tagged myself during lockdown. I remember the one evening, and this is a true story, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
I was lying in bed watching Netflix with my cell phone in my one hand, selling a painting off Instagram to a client in Singapore.
Wow.
And at the end of the conversation, once I'd sent her the PayPal account and she'd paid the money, I said, oh, by the way, I don't know your name.
What?
And to think that there I was, I'm so, you know, caught up in this series I was watching on Netflix. And then afterwards, I paused the thought and I thought, Natasha, here you are on a Friday night, lying in bed watching Netflix, and you're selling art off Instagram. How amazing is that?
Absolutely game-changing.
Exactly. And once again, the painting that you bought wasn't a painting that I had posted that week. It was from some months back. She'd taken the time to scroll through, reach out and say, hey, is this still available? And I said, yes, it is. And guess what? You're in Singapore. The painting is in my store in Singapore. Let me connect you. And that sealed the deal. So what I'm trying to say is it is a fantastic platform that you can sell art from anywhere in the world. And let me put this thought into your head. When you are sitting in your doctor's waiting room, what do? You're on Instagram. When
you waiting, know you are.
When you are going to school and you are waiting for your child to come out of class, what do while you're waiting in the queue? You're on Instagram. And when you're sitting in a restaurant waiting for your friends to show up, you know, you're not going to sit there and have a glass of wine by yourself. You're going to play on Instagram.
Yeah.
So Instagram is that space that when you've got the few moments free, you just scroll through it and keep going. And sometimes you stumble upon something you really, really want. So my advice to every artist out there, it is this wonderful free platform. Go for it. Do it. And, you know, Instagram can be linked to Facebook. So you can have a crossover. There are some people that prefer Facebook, and you can sell very successfully on Facebook. And I am not going to touch on Facebook because that's not my preferred platform. My preferred platform is Instagram, but it's all part of social media. And if you are a Facebook fan and you would like to continue using that, or even if you want to use Twitter or any other social media platform, and I'm sure that between now and the future, there might be new platforms that come to the forefront. The story is still the same. That's not going to change. The way in which you sell it and you sell yourself is not going to change.
The essential building blocks of this digital marketing strategy are going to be applicable across different platforms. What I want to know is, if you are an artist who's now getting excited listening to this, maybe you don't even have your own Instagram account yet, and you're kind of scratching your head and trying to figure out, do I have to spend hours and hours on Instagram creating content now? Is your course designed to help give someone a bit of a structure, a bit of an idea about how to start from ground zero, putting the first few posts together?
Mark, the course is definitely going to touch on all the basics of an Instagram feed.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to show you the shortcuts that I used for creating my feed, because I don't have hours and hours to spend making content and making myself look better than I am. I just want to show people the real Natasha, and it's good for that to shine through. People need to see you're a real person. In order for someone to purchase from you over social media, they need to learn to trust you. Nobody's going to hand over a check for $10,000 to someone they don't know. So building trust is a story, and building the story is something that I've mastered, and that's the thing. It's putting it all together, and I'm hoping that I will be the person. I'm not going to create your content for you. I'm not going to be showing you videos of how to create content. I'm going to be telling you how I did it and how you can reorganize yourself with content you already have going back for the last, you know, 5 years. It's a really easy way.
Absolutely awesome. While we're talking about who the ideal candidates for this course would be, is this only for art makers, or could someone like a gallery owner, for example, do this course and get benefit from it as well?
A gallery owner could definitely do this course because we're all in the same industry and you might tweak things a little bit. So where we would be talking about an artist as an individual person, you'd be talking about the gallery as your brand. But the basics are the same. Now, I have two social media accounts. I've got the Natasha Barnes one.
Yeah.
So it's underscore Natasha Barnes underscore. And then I've got Barnes Collective underscore gallery. And the reason for that is that I have a little online gallery, which I use as a platform at my art fairs. And with the online gallery, I use exactly the same formula as I do for Natasha Barnes. And I've just recently started the online gallery page. It hasn't even been up. It's only been up a few months. Not even 5 months, I don't think. So I'm growing the followers, but it grows organically. Remember, it's about organic growth and getting real followers and getting people within your industry. But the basics of running the two accounts are the same.
Magic. And for those artists who really got into your first couple of podcasts and were captivated by you, your story, and you have a reputation as one of South Africa's best abstract artists, will you be, over the course of this new adventure now, teaching or demonstrating your painting skills at any time?
Mark, so many people have reached out to me on that question in the last few years, and I've always said no. I've done a lot of demonstration at art groups and sort of that kind of platform. But maybe the time has come, and I will be producing a series of videos, abstract painting, demonstrating, and so on. And there might even be a course on the horizon and where you could sign up to do a 6 or 8 week course with me. But those are things in the pipeline. Right now, I want to focus on branding, and I want to focus very strongly on selling using social media as a platform. Because social media leads to other platforms. And this is what people don't understand. Artists have been reaching out and going, I love the idea, but I want to know how to sell outside of social media. And what I'm saying to them is social media is your free tool which opens up to the rest of the markets. That is your opportunity, because in the time of Corona, how are people going to find you? If we have no art fairs we are going to, we have no live exhibitions, we have no means of traveling, and I can tell you this might go on for another few years before we are ready. So what does that mean? It means you have to take up the space, and you've got to do it now.
The time is nigh. The urgency is palpable. And you mentioned this first offering being this really all-encompassing introduction. But, for example, in your earlier podcast, you talked about going to the art fairs. And is there a plan to sort of tie that aspect of selling with your course, with your content? And I heard a little bird saying you might be offering modules like the complete guide to doing an art fair. Can we expect this down the line?
Mark, indeed. So, obviously, the first series would be the digital art platform, and the course name, which I'm not going to reveal just yet, will eventually have modules where you can perhaps buy the complete guide to art fairs. And I will walk you through from how to apply, who can apply, where to find them, all the way to how to hang your art and ship it. So the complete guide to art fairs is something that will be fantastic if you're a first timer, especially if you want to do an artist fair or if you want to do a gallery show. So I can speak from both because I've had 25 years of doing these fairs. I've done fairs as artists, I've done fairs as a gallery, and I've also done fairs as a trade fair exhibitor, which is completely different, dealing with the trade, dealing with the general public and dealing with other artists. You wear three different hats and you learn three different sets of outcomes. So I think I'm very well placed to give advice on this, and I'm hugely excited about this course because I think there's a lot of artists that need help in that space. But let me stress, in order to get to the place where you are confident and ready to play in that space, you need to clean up your brand.
Mm.
And cleaning up your brand is something I can help you with, because the course I want to offer about selling on social media is 50% how to sell, but 50% how to clean up your brand. And I'm hugely excited about that because I love it. I love looking at people's art and going, you're a great artist, but you know what? You're aiming at the wrong market, or you should be painting bigger. Mm. Nobody's going to buy a little painting that's A4. Come on, guys. Think big. And there are other artists that I might look at them and I'm going, you're a fantastic artist. I love your style, but you're painting in the wrong medium. Perhaps you should look at this medium or that medium. And sometimes it just takes an outsider to look at it and to tell you where you're going wrong. And I sometimes wish in my life that I had had someone that could have mentored me like that. Yeah. And remember, I'm self-taught. So everything I'm going to teach people is what I learned the hard way, Mark.
Yeah.
So there have been tears. There have been disappointments. There's been huge expectations. There have been, I mean, there's been glory.
The whole
spectrum. And I think that's what, if I want to blow my own trumpet, I think that's what qualifies me to reach out to other artists to say, hey, guys, I did this on my own. I live in South Africa. It's the tip of the world. It takes 12 hours to fly anywhere in the world in any direction. And if I can achieve this in the days when all we had was a fax machine, then you can achieve this with this tool you have for free in front of you. And I think that everyone should give it a go.
Well, I'm sold. Sign me up.
Would you like the painting lessons first?
Look, what I'm getting from this is that beyond this introduction, this foundational course, are you telling me that you'd be interested in moving into, for those artists that really want it, offering one-on-one consulting and art brand development at some point?
There definitely is. That concept is in the pipeline, and it may be that when you sign up for my course, that there will be an opportunity within that module, a limited opportunity for, let's say, 10 people to sign up for the higher course, in which means that you will have one-on-one access with me in various forms, and that I will reshape your brand for you. So there's a lot of different avenues and a lot of different places, and I just want people to reach out and share and say, hey, let's all get together as a community, because only in sharing as a community and helping each other can we grow. That's the only way forward, because we might have years and years of having to do this on our own, and I think that the time is right. There is a need, because once again, there is help out there, but none of it comes from a working artist. Galleries love to dish out advice. People love to dish out advice, but they're not the ones that are burning the midnight oil, Mark. Mm. They're not the ones that are. I have been painting since lockdown started. I have done more than 100 paintings, and I am absolutely exhausted. Where do I have the time to still run social media? There has to be an easier way, and I think I've nailed it. So I think it's time other people should learn from me.
This is so exciting. If you're listening to this, however you got hold of this podcast, and if you're keen to find out more and to get your name signed up, Natasha, what's the next step?
Mark, the next step is really is that if you want to reach out, join my email list, my email subscription list, and you'll find the link in my bio on my Instagram. Now remember, it's at Natasha Barnes_Natasha_Barnes. So when you look for me, I have the black logo with the Natasha Barnes branding, and if you click on the link in my bio, it takes you through to all my different links, and there you will find my email subscription list. If you drop me an email, or if you join that, I will keep you abreast of when this course will be launching, what the cost will be, and what the time frames will be.
This is so exciting. And spread the word. If you have friends that you think would also be benefiting from this, it's all about growing this community. And it's bigger than just this one thing. There's going to be a whole host of stuff in the works and down the line. So the more the merrier, really. Am I right, Natasha?
Absolutely, Mark. I am hugely excited. And eventually what will happen is I will be doing weekly podcasts. We're actually starting next week, aren't we, Mark?
Oh, yeah. My calendar is filling up.
Yeah. And what I'd love to share with everyone is that the podcasts are going to be lovely and informative, and I really encourage you to listen. They won't be very long, 20 minutes, and you'll be able to meet all sorts of characters from the art world. I'm going to bring to the table people who are photographers, people who specialize in photographing babies in pea pods, for example, people who have created packaging that is specific for artwork. I'm going to be bringing framers to the table, really well-known artists with fantastic brands from all over the world, lots of people coming from the UK. I've got artists lined up from the US and Australia. I've got artists that I've worked with and collaborated with, and then we're going to touch on brands, how to brand yourself using soft furnishings. We're going to speak to artists that are successful within that genre. I'm also going to be speaking to publishers and people that use publishing as a tool to get themselves out there, people who do giclée printing, people who make canvases, people who produce and sell paint. So I've got a lot on offer, and I wear a lot of different hats. I'm even going to give you tips on how to judge the market, what's happening in the decor trends for the next year, and how you can tie your art in with that. And I think that if you just follow the podcast series, you will pick up so many pearls of wisdom, and then perhaps you'd be encouraged to sign up for the course, where you will really gain momentum, because you will realize how to put everything that you have learned from all these professionals, and there will be a lot of them, into your own art and your own career, because that's the only way you're going to get ahead.
Wow. Look, this is a bonanza. It's an extravaganza of information. It's all coming your way. And I can't wait for this all to kick off. So, Natasha.
Can I sign you up, Mark?
I'm down already. I've already subscribed to the email list. I found the link in the bio. And I'll catch you in the next podcast. What do you say?
Thank you.